It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. A 24-year-old Montgomery County man on Megan's List is facing new charges accused of sexually assaulting a 10-month-old and sending out the video. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
The Montgomery County DA's office says police got a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children on Wednesday that traced possible child pornography sent over the messaging service Kick to an account owned by Brian Grew of Horsham. Grew served jail time, is on the Megan's List registry and probation after pleading guilty to child pornography charges in 2019. When police went to Grew's home on Maple Avenue, the criminal complaint says Grew told them he had a secret phone hidden under the couch. Investigators say they found the Kick app on that phone and a video of Grew molesting a 10-month-old. The complaint says Grew told police he made and sent the video after a woman sent him a video of her molesting a child believed to be about 1 year old.
Grew is held in the Montgomery County Correctional Facility facing charges that include rape of a child and child pornography. He has a preliminary hearing scheduled for later this month. Police are trying to find whoever broke into a home in Willingboro, Burlington County, and shot and killed a mother and her daughter. It happened early Wednesday in the Hawthorne Park neighborhood. The Burlington County Prosecutor's Office says police found the women, 33-year-old Catherine Nunez, and her mother, 54-year-old Marisol Nunez, dead in an upstairs bedroom. Neighbors say Catherine's young son was home at the time, but he wasn't hurt. Investigators believe one or more intruders broke in through a first-floor window. They don't believe this was random, but neighbors tell NBC 10 this has them really shaken up.
I couldn't even sleep last night. Like, it hurts, and I feel so bad for her son.
Neighbors are planning a prayer service outside of the home on Harrington Circle. It's hard to believe, but right now there are Americans who are not bombarded with political ads. Your exposure to ads is part of living in or near a swing state, and it may be affecting your mood. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Psychologist Alan Miller of the Beck Institute says he's hearing about people's stress, depression, fear, and anger. And that's not in therapy.
People are talking quite openly about the negative impact the campaign is having on them right now.
Dr. Miller offers advice he might give in therapy, though. Limit your exposure as much as you can. Take a break from places where the ads run. And be mindful about cheering yourself up.
One of my favorite sayings is, go outside and play.
Dr. Miller says the ads cause what therapists call thought distortions, believing something that's not true. But you can have a cognitive shift by seeking out more information that allows you to draw your own conclusions.
He also says voting is a good idea. Construction is underway to build a new Thomas Holme Elementary School in Northeast Philadelphia. School officials gathered for a ceremonial groundbreaking, as we hear from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Dignitaries and students tossed dirt with their ceremonial shuffles in front of the construction that has already begun to replace the century-old Holme Elementary School building on Academy Road. Principal Micah Winterstein says his K-8 students are looking forward to the new three-story, $90 million building scheduled to open in January of 2026.
With new state-of-the-art buildings, you don't have to worry about things like asbestos or mold. And that's really important. Our students and our staff shouldn't have to think about that when they go to school.
Holme students are temporarily attending classes at the old Meehan Middle School in Mayfair.
This comes as the district next week opens a series of 24 meetings for the public to weigh in on a long-term facilities plan. That plan could result in closings, consolidations, and more new construction. The lack of rain is actually helping the New Jersey winemaking industry. KYW John McDevitt reports high-quality grapes are being harvested, and that translates to higher-quality wines.
We are making wines that are just going to be, you know, the best anybody's ever seen.
Larry Sherritt is the owner of Sherritt Winery in Winslow Township. He tells our news-gathering partner, NBC 10, the dry weather produced some top-notch grapes, and he's looking forward to the fruits of his labor.
It helps us concentrate our fruit flavors, increases our sugar concentration, so you get these really lush, beautiful wines.
New Jersey white wines will be ready by next summer, while the reds need to age a little longer and will be available in 2026. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins, all on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.